All right, so now, are you ready to soar some more? Yeah, we have just a wealth of information that Dr. Stephen Stosny shares in his book, Soar Above, How to Use the Most Profound Part of Your Brain Under Any Kind of Stress. One of the things that he talks about is the importance of standing for something. Standing for something, and of course, it really, really helps when we stand for something good. Dr. Stosny points out that standing for something requires conviction. And of course, with this conviction, we're talking about a strong belief that a behavior is right and moral and consistent with our deeper values. And like toddler brain resentment, adult brain conviction provides a sense of confidence about what we believe and do. The crucial difference is that the confidence of conviction is likely to endure across all moods and frames of mind, while self-doubt returns as soon as the intensity of resentment fades. You ever noticed how bold and daring you are when you're filled with resentment? Ever notice how ready you are to attack when your heart is filled with resentment, your mind is filled with resentment, and you're almost invincible, ready to take on anything, anyone, especially if you suspect that they're innocent, haven't done anything to even try to harm you. But when that resentment is fading, it's not as strong, you may not be such, you know, so self-confident, so self-assured. The confidence of conviction is likely to endure no matter what's going on in your life when you're standing for something that is right. But when that toddler brain is in the driver's seat and is experiencing resentment, the fading of that resentment can lead to self-doubt. Sometimes it's easy to confuse conviction with resentment, since both provide motivation and energy. The best way to know that you're acting out of conviction and not resentment is to state why your behavior is right and moral and consistent with your deeper values. If your answer has conviction, it'll represent your deeper values. Here's an example. Dr. Stosny says that in his own experience, he didn't press charges when a student stole an expensive device from his office. Instead, he chose to teach him adult brain skills to resist toddler brain impulses, which he knew that person would not learn in jail. In contrast, explanations of resentment-driven behavior inflate the ego or devalue someone else. For example, Raphael decided to have no further contact with his family because they weren't as educated as he was. Wow. That's sad. Now, one of the things that Dr. Stosny also points out in reference to the way he handled the guy who stole from him, he realizes that that would not be the right choice for everyone. But having had counseling experience in the criminal justice system, it was right for what he personally stood for. One of the things that's important as we are looking at our convictions and what that says about what we consider to be right and moral is that we also be honest. I tell you, it's having such an impact in life. And of course, this is nothing new. It's been going on for centuries and centuries, but it just has such an impact on life when you have people who have strong convictions, but not based on what is right and reflective of good morals. But they are strong in their conviction. And so even if they have to tell a million and one lies in order to hold on to their conviction and tell all those lies in order to pretend that they believe their conviction truly is based on rightness and good morality. Let's be honest. Let's be people of integrity. Yes, let's be honest. Let's be people of integrity. So as we evaluate our convictions, we use honest evaluation. Sometimes we can have strong convictions, and those convictions are very, very wrong. So he's talking about the difference between strong conviction and deep resentment. He talked about how he avoided being deeply resentful of the young man who stole from him and instead took control by teaching the young man about resisting toddler brain impulses. Here's another example, although a bit more complex. Theo knew that he was right to take the children and leave his alcoholic wife, who was harming all of them emotionally. He continued to regard her compassionately and to support her the best he could, but he had to put the well-being of their children first. That's what he stood for. The path to conviction wasn't easy for Theo. It was clear from the start that he was bound in what Dr. Stosny calls a pendulum of pain. Resentment would pull him away from his wife until the distance between them grew to the critical point of actual separation. Then, like clockwork, the shame of his perceived failure as a husband and guilt over what would happen to his wife if he left swung him back toward her. But resentment almost always blocks emotional connection. Did you get that? Resentment almost always blocks emotional connection.